The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
That's why I say amen, I
shot, no shot, with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say amen, I shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got JC, we got you here on a Deal Breakers Thursday. We'll have Deal Breakers coming your way at 8:35, but first it's Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
That would be Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the Points Bet app, get the lightning bets, the same game parlays. Have a whole lot of fun putting those parlays together as you watch games each and every night. And Club Hawthorne for horse racing. Good morning, Secretariat. I miss you, buddy. Here is Snorbor.
Good morning, boys. How are we today?
We're good, man.
It's always good to talk to you. I'm just going to get right into Shot or No Shot here at the
good
top.
Decision.
I want to continue to ask about...
Don't you keep your beak out of it.
Yeah, that's right. Let him know, Hoodie.
Well, come on
put
now.
Put in his place.
I'm not doing well this morning, as you well know, Shay.
Why not?
Flames fell short against Missouri State yesterday.
All right, let's get on to Shot or No Shot.
I'm not happy about the loss. But you know what, though? There's always tomorrow, which is today. And I'll take it. Right, Cap?
Whatever you say.
Yep. Let's make today
score
a winner,
it up, buddy.
Boys. Justin Fields spoke yesterday. He admitted that he learned something watching Trevor Siemian play last week on the check down throw to Darrington Evans that went for 30 yards. Fields said it was educational to see someone get through their progressions that quickly. So my question, Shot or No Shot, Fields sitting and watching a pocket passer operate could actually help slow his clock down.
That's a no shot. What will slow his clock down is a better offensive line. Right?
Just, I don't need the whole thing again. Just read me the last part there.
Fields sitting watching a pocket passer operate could actually help to slow his clock down.
Yeah, it's a no shot. Guy was a pocket passer in college. He was not this, you know, Lamar Jackson wannabe at Ohio State. He was actually an accomplished deep ball thrower. He is very good. He just needs more talent around him. So, no, that is not. That's a bad question.
Let me ask you a question. No, it's not a bad question.
I just thought I'd take a gratuitous
shot.
Oh,
my God.
Go ahead.
What is going on lately? This guy just wants to take his shots across the bow at me every day.
He's not happy about your questions on Shot or No Shot. That's what I'm
hearing. Go ahead.
That's what I'm hearing internally here. I will just say this. When the offense was clicking for the Bears, 30-plus points a game, was he still doing the yoga, breathing exercises? I don't remember him doing that. Was he still eyes closed and taking a deep breath?
I don't remember.
Don't think he hasn't done that since the Washington game.
Yeah, correct. We heard about that right before the Washington game. Then that game happened, and we haven't heard about it since.
I have not seen him breathe and close his eyes and do the yoga deal.
Correct.
Yeah, you don't need to do the breathing thing when you're averaging 29 points a game and getting the ball down.
How's
the
that
field.
Breathing stuff go? Ah, F that. Offense is rolling now.
He had to breathe.
They get the run.
When he's getting his brains kicked out. It's crazy. All right, Shay.
All right, last week on Sunday Night Football, the Eagles beat the Packers, who will be the Bears' opponents this weekend, on the strength of a high-powered rushing attack. And it included Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, rushing for 157 yards. The Packers have been among the league's worst rush defenses all season, especially in containing mobile quarterbacks, so Shot or No Shot. If Fields is healthy enough and goes, he can also run for 150 yards against the Pack on Sunday.
Who can?
Justin Fields.
No shot.
Don't like that question either?
That's a fine question.
Okay, you're all right with that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Had to check in every now and then.
I think Danny probably wrote it. It was a really good question, but they're not going to expose him like that. They're not. And if he plays, which I don't think he will, but maybe he will.
What are we doing here?
If he plays, he will run some because he's a competitor. But he's not running for 150 yards with reckless abandon. No chance.
What are we doing here if Justin plays? Stop. He's not going to play Sunday.
I wouldn't think. But again, he's a competitive dude, man.
This was last week's show. Just because Eberflus says he's questionable or he's ramping doesn't mean that he should be playing if he's not 100%.
Don't disagree with any of that. But again, Justin, unless they're going to protect him from himself, he's going to probably want to try and get on the field.
Shay.
Aaron Rodgers was once again asked about shutting it down if the Packers get eliminated yesterday, saying he'd have, quote, an open mind. What was more interesting, though, was his answer to whether he'd prioritize being healthy next season for the Packers, saying, quote, that's an assumption that this place won't look any different next year. Shot or no shot? This is Aaron Rodgers' last season in Green Bay.
No shot.
Well, let me ask before that. Let me just say, is it a 2-year deal, Shay?
Three-year deal.
Remaining years, yeah.
This is the first of three?
First of three at $50 million a year. It's all guaranteed.
No option?
No option.
Oh, just three?
Three years, $150. In fact, I'll get you the exact terms, Hoodie.
I will say that he will play next year. Misery loves company. He likes to complain. Just when we thought he would be in San Francisco to replace Jimmy G, just when we thought he'd go someplace else because he's from California, that's where I thought he would play. I just think he's going to finish up with Green Bay. That's what I believe.
He said when he decided to return for an 18th and possibly a 19th and 20th season, contract negotiator Russ Ball and he came to an agreement on a deal. 3 years, $150 million with massive amounts of guarantees built in. Correct.
So Cap.
He makes $41.95 this year, which is fully guaranteed. Mm-hmm. He got a $40.8 million roster bonus that was treated as salary cap purposes, a signing bonus. His 2023 pay of $59.465 million is guaranteed. In 2024, his $49 million is guaranteed only against injury.
So what does your gut say about Rodgers' future? What do you think? I would say that he will finish out with the Packers.
I'm going to say that he plays next year with Green Bay, and then he gets traded for the final year of the deal. And he tries to win, like, in San Francisco when Trey Lance can't play. Mm. Somebody like that. Mm.
According to Over the Cap, the Packers can save $18 million against the cap in 2024 if they trade him after June 1st.
Right. So he plays one more year, and then they trade him.
I feel like he's going to finish out with the Packers. So I would say, yeah. So the question is, will he play? Yeah, he will play for the Packers next year. That's a shot. He will.
Yes.
That's what I believe.
He's certainly not retiring. Nobody's walking away from $100 million in guaranteed money. They're just not.
No chance he retires. I think the situation in Green Bay has gotten bad enough again. And, you know, twice in 3 years, we're talking about how bad the situation is up there and how unable they are to build for the future. Last year, obviously, they bounced back. Next year, maybe they do again. But I think it's bad enough again, and there's enough of a rift between him and the coach and the front office that maybe he just says, best thing for both of us is part ways.
That seemed to be cured between Gutekunst and the front office, right?
It's easy to say it's good when you win 12, 13 games, right? Now you're 4-8 again. Wide receivers are horrible. There's not a great pathway forward. Maybe that rift opens back up.
Possibly. I thought that was the case in this past offseason, and they seemed to shore things up. Because remember, this past summer, weren't we just... Wasn't Rodgers late for camp, or was that two seasons ago?
That
late
was not this season. It was before the 21 season.
Okay, but he's still complaining. And Rodgers will always complain. That's what he does. So I will say that he's going to be back next year.
So there, you said second time in 3 years that it was a mess up there? Is that what you said, Shay?
Well, wasn't it the before last season when he was like hanging him out to dry all offseason, whether right. he was going to come back or not?
But they still went 13-3 in 19, 13-3, 13-4, mm-hmm. 4-8.
Yeah.
But they just haven't made a playoff run.
It was post-playoff loss. What I meant was post-playoff loss, things started to feel a little rocky. The relationship between him and the head coach and the front office got rocky. He left his team out to dry. Then last year, everything's good. Now everything's bad again.
We'll see.
Shay.
Jeff Howe, NFL insider at The Athletic, posted an article about quarterback movement this coming offseason. He also agreed Aaron Rodgers could move on, floated the idea that he could go to the New York Jets. Yep. He also floated the idea Tom Brady would return to New England. Shot or no shot, if Tom Brady continues playing next season, he'll go for the storybook ending with the Patriots.
No shot.
I agree.
No shot. First of all, I think he's probably done. But now that he's divorced, maybe he says, all right, one more year.
Well, how about this? Shay, what do you want? As a Patriot fan, what would you like?
I don't know if I want him back. I really don't.
Because that does not do anything for your future, but it does give you a storybook ending.
If it's storybook, then win the Super Bowl and then walk away. Like, if he comes back and you lose in the divisional round, that's not storybook to me. That's just disappointing.
Well, that's Brady. That's likely.
Yeah, it feels like it.
I mean, it's Brady. It's likely that you can win the Super Bowl.
I mean, look at that team. The offensive line is horrible. The wide receivers are better than when he left, but not much.
How about this? If the 49ers don't win with Jimmy G, they get knocked out in the playoffs like Aaron did last year to them. They're out. We don't know about this Lance kid. Let him learn behind Brady, and he finishes storybook in front of his family. Mm-hmm. In San Francisco.
That wouldn't surprise me. But that question's not for us, Jay. That's for you as a Patriot fan.
Well, I think it's a no shot. And yeah. I think I'd rather just build for the future than go turn this thing around and, you know, hope you get the one storybook ending.
That's a mouthful to say, yeah, I'd rather have Bailey Zappi than Tom Brady to return. That's a tough one.
I don't know if it's either of those two quarterbacks. But, I mean, look at Brady now. He's throwing 60 passes a game, which is incredible for his age. But the offense is in the bottom half of the league in scoring. They don't move the ball super effectively, even though they're putting up historic passing numbers, because all they do is pass.
I would say that it's going to be one more year for Brady, and I would see him being in San Francisco or Los Angeles.
Maybe Miami. Well, not Miami now. Two is too good.
The Rams. Interesting. If Stafford's not healthy.
But I understand the question, because there could be a possibility. I just think that the divorce was pretty apparent between Belichick and Brady. They won a lot. That's enough. So I think, but that's a good question. But that's really tailored for Shay, because he's got the attachment.
He does.
All right. Can you get one more, please?
Yeah, quickly. Russell Wilson held his 34th birthday party over the weekend. He invited all of his Denver, Ciara invited all of his Denver teammates to celebrate with him. Only half of them showed up. It sparks even more conversation about how disliked Russell Wilson appears to be by the teammates. My question, shot or no shot, 34 is too old to be having a birthday party anyway.
That's a no shot.
That's a no shot. Come on.
I've had friends who've had 40th and 50th.
Yes, 40th, 50th, 60th, yes. The median in birthdays, like 30, yes. 40, yes. 34, get dinner.
Could you imagine if you're Ciara and just like, happy birthday, hon, a kiss on the forehead, let's just watch Fox TV.
I mean, what is this? Is he Bo Callahan?
Who's that?
The quarterback from Wisconsin in draft day when they said, Bo, did your teammates go to your birthday party?
Oh, I see.
Listen, I'm going to ask you something. I want you to be absolutely honest with me. You think you can do that?
Yeah, sure, anything, Mr. Weaver.
Bo, did your teammates come to your birthday party?
What?
For your 21st birthday party, I'm asking, did your teammates at Wisconsin come to that party or not?
Look, Mr. Weaver, this isn't something I'm really very proud of, sir, but I don't really remember a single thing from that night, sir.
You know what? I don't remember mine either.
That's it. I mean, come on, what are we doing here?
It's the worst movie I've ever seen.
That's one of the best. I have that downloaded, not just in the library, downloaded my iPad, and just because you made a jackass comment about it, I'm going to watch it today when I'm on the treadmill or elliptical.
Great, good for you. Hope you enjoy your time.
That movie's phenomenal.
You know, Shay, I actually was waiting for the punchline, and I never got it. That's what I was.
Have you ever seen the movie?
I don't remember.
It's awesome.
If I did.
Such a good movie.
It must have been buried you in a bunch of commercials on TNT.
Secretariat, Jennifer Garner, that movie, they're all on the list.
Secretariat was on in the movie too?
No, but I'm telling you.
Secretariat, Jennifer Garner. I thought it was like two different movies. Jennifer Garner's not a movie.
She's in Draft Day. She's awesome.
Okay.
I'm a big Jennifer Garner fan.
Mm.
John Hamm on one end, Jennifer Garner on the other. John Hamm's a jackass.
I've got my top five players that I'd go to their birthday party. And I think of top five that everyone would go to their birthday party. Got it right here.
I got mine.
next on Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and John the Hood with you. That ESPN Chicago app, you could always catch Crosstalk Unhinged, Waddle. It is Sylvie, it's Waddle, it's Carmen and Yurko. The boys are not in blue, but they work blue every single week. Check out Crosstalk Unhinged. Not safe for work, but you got to listen to it.
It's very entertaining. When I get in the car, there are many times I will pop that on. The other day, it was a live, almost unhinged.
Yes.
When Sylvie was going at Yurko.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Yurko coming right back at him. It was a very entertaining crosstalk.
So check it out. Crosstalk Unhinged, available now on the ESPN Chicago app. So tell us that story again, Shay, about Russell Wilson.
So his wife, Ciara, invited all of his teammates on the Broncos to come celebrate his birthday with him, his 34th birthday at his birthday party. Half of his teammates showed up.
Holy cow. Well, we've been hinting around this a lot on the show about what's happening with Russell Wilson and, you know, his former Seattle teammates have started to hint around what kind of teammate Russell Wilson was. Russell's about image. That's first, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why people, oh, he's so boring in these press conferences. How come he didn't say anything? Is because he's about image. That's number one. But number two, controlling as a quarterback. Nothing wrong with what he's done. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I'm not saying that. But sometimes, for some, his personality rubs people the wrong way. The birthday party in question is emblematic of that.
Yeah, I told you that there is a former Chicago professional athlete who was at an event at the University of Wisconsin. He said Russell had just transferred there, hadn't even played yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all the varsity athletes. He said it wasn't 5 minutes. The murmur is among a lot of the other Wisconsin athletes. Who's this D-bag? Oh, that's Russell Wilson. He just transferred from North Carolina State.
Mm-hmm.
Really good quarterback.
Yeah.
Real jackass to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, listen, everyone's not, sometimes everyone's not on the same page. I just know that he's a terrific quarterback, but he just is a different personality.
Mm-hmm.
As I get texts on my phone from time to time about the Denver Broncos, Russell is just a different cat.
Different cat.
Just a different cat, just a different personality. Which makes me think about birthday parties. Only half the team went. That says a lot about Russell Wilson and the Broncos. But what about the Bears? Which birthday party would I go to where I think everyone would be there? Well, number five on my list would be Cole Kmet. Don't you think everybody would go to Cole Kmet's birthday party?
Yes, 100%. I think everybody would go to Eddie Jackson's.
Eddie Jackson, I think he brings everybody together. Who wouldn't go to David Montgomery's?
Correct. He would be on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, for sure.
You sure?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, everybody would go to Justin.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. He's galvanized that room.
I've seen that at in places downtown where he galvanizes a room.
He does. He is a very popular young man.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. What were you saying, Cap? I'm sorry.
Roquan was that guy, Happy Camper.
Oh!
In Wrigley.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Roquan liked the late nights there.
Yeah. And you know the number one guy.
Jack Sanborn.
Jack Sanborn. Oh, number 57.
The whole city's going to Sanborn's birthday. Are you kidding me?
Everybody.
They're
going
to do it on Navy Pier and invite everybody in town.
Everybody's going to Jack Sanborn's birthday party.
No question.
How about around sports? Give me someone that you would be there, everybody would be at their birthday party, which says a lot about this athlete.
Charles Barkley.
Do you think everyone would be at Charles's? Well, not everybody.
Not Michael. But did you hear about yesterday?
I did. The Taylor Rooks conversation.
Yes. We're going to have to get some of that together and play it for people. Well, Taylor Rooks podcast had Charles on, and it was as revealing a conversation as I have ever listened to.
Mm-hmm.
She did an awesome job.
That has to get fixed between Tiger, Michael, and Charles Barkley.
And that was her goal between, she didn't mention Tiger as much. She talked about how short life is, and Tiger, or Michael and Charles, Have you been in a room together? We'll put some, this together. It's incredibly compelling. Yes, maybe five times over the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And he references Sylvie and Waddle, that driving a wedge into the friendship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How bad news travels fast.
Right. And they've been in a room and they're professional with each other, but they don't have a relationship at all. She said, you need to be the bigger man and walk up, stick your hand out and go, okay, enough of this BS.
Mm-hmm.
Let's clear the air. You were my best friend.
I'd like for that to get fixed.
That'd be amazing.
That would be great to see those two be able to get back together.
And then he says, Charles, Michael, call in on my radio hit with Waddle and Sylvie. That'd be awesome.
Oh, it'd be unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Did Michael pick up the phone? Absolutely. You know what I was thinking about our Chicago sports landscape regarding birthday parties, right? So only half the team went to Russell Wilson's birthday party. Says a lot. Is there someone polarizing, Shay, that we're missing in Chicago in which that would happen?
Where they wouldn't go?
Only half would go? Yeah, I can think of one.
Someone in the Hawks?
No, on the White Sox.
Well, Tony's out, so.
Perhaps the shortstop.
Tim Anderson.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Now, who has a problem with Tim Anderson on the White Sox?
I don't know of anybody, but you hear whispers that maybe he's not the most popular cat with some of his teammates. But I don't know if that's true or not. He's always treated me well.
Yeah, me as well.
He's one of the guys I think the city loves, too, which is odd. But it feels like, you know, things got sour down there. I wonder if there's anybody on that team where everybody's going to their birthday. Maybe Dylan Cease, but who else?
Yeah, everybody would go to Dylan Cease's birthday
no
party.
No question.
Would everyone go to Giolito's?
Yeah, I think
nobody's
so.
Nobody's showing up. The room's empty.
Wait a minute.
I think he's very popular. Liam Hendricks, very popular.
Go to Cueto's.
No. Well, listen. I'm going to miss Johnny Cueto, JC. I know that he's been replaced now by Clevinger in the number five hole.
Mm-hmm.
But Cueto gave you everything he had, man.
He did.
Cunning and guile. That's all he had.
No question.
Every fifth day. That's all he had. I'm trying to, like, the Cubs are out of this conversation because it is so young.
Like, it would have been Rizzo. Everyone would go to his party.
Would everyone go to Bryant's? No.
I don't think so.
No, the answer is no.
Is right. Everybody going to Levine's party?
Hmm.
It's a good one. I think so. I think he's pretty, like, he doesn't have any jerk about him. You may not like how he plays at times, but I think he's well-liked in there. He's a really good dude to deal with.
You sure
really
Lonzo good. Even have a party?
Yeah, he would have. You said Levine or Lonzo?
Lonzo.
Oh, Lonzo Ball. I mean,
I think they've got a decent, you know, culture in there.
Lonzo's has a birthday party. You just don't know where it is. It's not in Chicago. Like, we're not sure where he is. California?
Colivar.
Yeah, he would know, right?
He'd know.
Where is the party?
On the front desk, we'll only let seven people in the room at a time. They all got to be immediate family.
Would everybody go to Zach Levine's, you say? You say yes.
Yeah, I think they would. Yeah, I think they would. I think they would.
Might be a player or two missing off of that.
I don't think so. I think
everybody
they'd go.
Would go to Zach Levine's birthday party.
I believe so.
Okay. So that's why I think. I think that we have a city of pretty much a good guys, though. There's nobody that stands out that's got a black hat in the city.
Correct.
Blackhawks, no. Sox, no.
Cubs, no.
Cubs are so young. They just, yeah. You know, I mean, they haven't been able to create traction yet for you to be able to know them. Like, who doesn't like Patrick Wisdom?
Right.
Like,
who doesn't like Ian Happ? He's right. The nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. And with the Bears.
The professor, Kyle Hendricks. They don't make them any better.
Right. And the Bears, I mean, number one on my list is Jack Sanborn. Everyone's going to this party for sure.
Probably right.
Yeah.
They're throwing a parade in the street.
Wait, I understand. Oh, wait. I know the black hat. That's Clevinger. Would everyone go to Joe Kelly's party?
No.
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think so.
You're a jittery bastard. Come on, I'll tell you that.
I don't know if that's the case. But look, hey, there you go. There you go. Cap it off. NBC Sports Chicago, 627. We don't have any bad guys in this town.
We need some jerks. That's what I might do today. I just thought of it. We need a couple of guys. I told you, Lou Piniella said that to me. You know what your problem is in this town? What's that? You people all want to like your athletes. What do you mean? You all want them to be nice and somebody you'd want to have a beer with or be your neighbor. You need some jackasses who just want to win.
Like his Yankees teams.
Exactly.
Reggie. Him.
Right. Munson. Rip your head off.
Guys like that.
Worked right. So well with Cutler. Let's try that again.
Oh! Well, you have to be able to play.
Oh! Deal Breakers is coming up next.
Bastard.
What? What'd you say?
You heard me.
He sells meat. Deal Breakers is next.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
I'm Doug Llewellyn, and here's the case of the... It's not People's Court, is it?
It is not, my friend. Damn. Good try, though.
Well, it is Deal Breakers right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000, as powered by...
That would be SEO Level Up, my guys, Tommy and Bob. You need search engine optimization? This company's the best. I've partnered with them. They are unreal what they're able to do. They get you to the top of Google. They increase your views and your subscribers and traffic to your website. So if you need... search engine optimization for your company, check out my guys at SEO Level Up. Ask for my guy, Tommy Seilheimer.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
Boys, I would like to dedicate this version of Deal Breakers to somebody. Christine McVie passed away yesterday.
Yeah, sad. From Fleetwood Mac.
Yep, one of the greats from Fleetwood Mac. And the reason I want to dedicate Deal Breakers is because if you know anything about Fleetwood Mac and Christine McVie, that band and her were walking deal breakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would like to relay a story that would be the ultimate deal breaker, perhaps, about Christine McVie. At one point, she was having an affair with one of the band's lighting guys on tour. Mm-hmm. While married to John McVie, who was also in the band, he knew the marriage was going bad. She wrote the song, You Make Loving Fun. He asked, who's that about? Because he knew the marriage was bad. She said it was about the dog. It was about the lighting guy who she was sleeping with.
Oh, wow.
Would that be a deal breaker?
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be a deal breaker.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. Yes, it would. That's so funny. Why did I not know that story? Did you know that?
I did not know that story. And I like Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I did not know that. So,
I
yes.
love Fleetwood Mac. One of the great bands of all time.
So, yeah. So, yes, that would be a deal breaker. It wasn't about the dog, Cap.
I did not know
never
that.
Never heard that story before. That's funny.
I mean, the whole band was sleeping together. All of them. It was a big love, however many signs. An octagon, maybe.
Listen, I think that a lot of the bands, you tell me of that era... saw what happened with the Beatles, and they're like, that's not happening. Let's just all sleep with one another to make sure that we're on the same page.
Correct.
Right? No Yoko Ono situation here, right?
Free love, baby.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Your era. Still happening today. Shay, go ahead.
Occasionally.
All right.
What do you mean occasionally? Did you say occasionally?
No, it was...
Huh?
Hypothesizing.
Wait a minute, Shay. This guy here is thinking about the good old days of free spirit and free love.
Yep, the 70s. Wow.
Woodstock 1969, right?
Good time.
Putting the 69 in Woodstock 1969.
Nice. All right, Jay.
All right, boys. You've started seeing a girl you really like, and you've been spending every weekend with her, seeing her sometimes during the day. Mm-hmm. But there's a bit of an embarrassing problem, and you're thinking about ending things. She's a sex addict. Every time you hang out... all problem. She wants to do is hook up for 5 consecutive hours.
Whew.
Is this too much?
5 consecutive hours.
How
every
long
day?
Have you been together?
A couple months. Been hanging out.
No, it's not a problem. Absolutely not.
5 straight hours?
Well, 5 straight hours is not necessarily sex 5 straight hours. It might be stuff that's around the sex 5
correct.
Straight hours.
Snuggling and
right.
whatever else.
Well, yeah,
a whole package.
That's right, exactly. JC. There's a whole package around there for 5 hours. lovemaking of some distinction.
Correct.
For 5 hours.
Play.
Well, here's the thing that you know, Cap. No, it's not a deal breaker. You know that she's not the one.
How do you know that?
If that's all that you are doing.
He didn't say that.
Oh, that's, he said for 5 straight hours.
Yeah, eventually,
every
though,
day.
A little bit of that wanes over time. If you've got the chemistry, you still have awesome amounts of sex.
Well, it's not. But it doesn't wane because she's a sex addict. So she wants it all the time. There is no conversation about, what do you think of the mayor's race? I don't think that she's... what do you think of Chewy?
What's for dinner tonight, honey? You.
Exactly. So, Cap, what do you... I mean, the things that you'd want to talk about, right? The things you want to talk about. Did you see what's happening in the city council? Did you see who died in the obituaries? I don't care about
you
that.
You want to do a same game parlay?
I don't care about that. Mount me. That's what I mean. But seriously, Cap, I mean... And you're just like, but you have something else that you want to offer, conversation, try to find out where her head's at.
Well, but
and all she cares about is...
I don't think that if she's, just because she's a sex addict, I don't think she's doing it 24 hours a day.
What do you think addict means, Cap? What do you think addict means? Hey, did you see who died in the obituaries? I got a good place to have a nice cup soup. I don't care. Let's go to Pound Town. That's all she cares about. What are you talking about?
If I was in the situation, I'd see what it was like 3 or 4 months down the road.
What do you? And she's an addict. What do you think will happen? It's the same thing.
Well, she's an addict and wants to sample 400 different guys a month. That's a problem.
Sex addict with you.
Yeah, just with you. This is a real thing my buddy told me about.
Wait, it's a real story?
Yes. He said for 5 hours, him and this girl were hanging out, and all she wanted to do was hook up. He said she got up out of the bed and said, "Don't move. I'm coming right back, and we're going again." He's like, I just want to get up and play video games. I want to talk to my friends. Like, I haven't done anything all day.
Yeah, I just don't, even if she's an addict, I don't believe that 4 months down the road, if they're truly in a cool relationship, that she's going to keep up that level.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling
you. No, you don't understand the question.
I have some experience.
No, you don't understand. No. Sex addict. Addict. That doesn't mean you take a break. Bring Danny in. Danny knows about this. Bring Danny in. Danny, come on in here. Danny, don't just stand there. It's content. The content manager is going to stand against the wall.
Yeah, the bucket.
No. Come on in here. Fill a bucket for us. Answer this question for now, again. Answer the question. Ask the question again. Go ahead, Shay.
All right, Danny. You're with a girl, and she's a sex addict. She wants to hook up for 5 hours at a time. 5 straight hours just hooking up. Is that a deal breaker for you?
How old am I?
You're your age.
At 45, that's a deal breaker. At 23, let's go. All day, every day.
I'm with Danny.
Right. No,
yes,
I understand.
All day, every day. Not a deal. It depends where you are in life. I got a wife. I got 3 kids now. Well, I obviously wouldn't if I was with this lady.
Right.
But the point is, at 45, with my responsibilities and what's going on, I don't have 5 hours a day for that.
I understand
that. At 23, where I had nothing going on.
No, it's not a deal breaker for me, but I'm telling Cap, I'm saying this is short term. You're more than likely not marrying her. If she's a sex addict and she has nothing else going on...
I still don't believe that because you're a sex addict that 4 months down the road she's going to want to go 5 hours a day. It's not physically possible.
What do you think... maybe not for you. For her, yes.
No, I'm talking about for her.
No, I think she'd be fine. Clearly, she's an addict.
I disagree.
Why do you not understand the definition of addict?
She's not going to grow out of that, Cap. It's not like this is a, you know, the stage of my life
she
I'm
grows
in.
Out of it.
Might go down to 3 hours.
Stop. Right. That's her thing. That's what she's into. It doesn't go away.
What are you talking about?
I think it will decrease slightly. She's still going to want to do it
4 hours a day?
4 hours a day.
Like two.
At least I got an hour off. My God. Now back to the obituaries. I don't care about that. Let's go again. What I'm saying
is, if I'm in my 20s, sign me the hell up.
Yeah,
and I'm going to ride it as hard as I can for as long
as
I can go.
Ride as hard as you can.
No, I meant the scenario.
What's he doing here? This is a family show.
Again, she didn't have to go there.
I meant
you went over the top.
Scenario.
No, you went over the top. That's really unfortunate. I mean, now you've... We know we got kids in the car. You don't have to talk about it.
All right, I'm going to continue that journey as long as I can.
Okay, again, journey, the same thing. Now it's a double entendre. Okay. You didn't have to do that. I mean, God almighty.
You're unbelievable,
man. Right into the gutter. All right, Danny's going to put money in your pocket in one moment. What did I say wrong?
You're just much better than me. Is she hot?
Of course, that's what we want to know. We're on the same page. I'm just saying that that doesn't go away, Cap. That's what I'm telling you. Danny's going to put money in your pocket in one moment. We'll continue with Deal Breakers right after this on Chicago's Home for Sports.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay, with another edition of Deal Breakers.
All right, let's get right into it, boys. You've been with your girlfriend for a year, and recently you moved in together. At the holidays, she decides to get both of you DNA tests to find more about your family heritage. When you get the results back, you find out that you and your girlfriend are distant cousins. What do you do?
How distant?
Yeah, how distant?
Let's say third cousins.
Yeah, that's okay. If I'm really into her, I'm not going to end the relationship because of that.
Is she hot?
Well, if I'm into a serious relationship with her, obviously I find her attractive, and that's all that matters. I don't have to walk down the street where people turn their heads. As long as we're into each other.
This is just between me and you, hun. Don't tell anybody. Don't get drunk and say, ha, you know what's really funny? Me and David are actually cousins, and we're smashing. What? That's supposed to be underneath the covers.
Correct.
Could you imagine, Shay? Could you imagine?
Just gets a little inebriated at the holiday, the family holiday party.
How'd you guys meet? Well, we're actually cousins.
Wow. Cap, you're a hillbilly. I'm just telling you. That's so nasty. But as long as we don't tell anybody, sure. Shay.
All right, you're on a plane in an aisle seat near the front. You paid extra to have this seat. It's an upgrade. Two passengers are coming down the aisle, husband and wife. Mm-hmm. The husband is physically disabled and needs assistance from his wife to get to his seat, which is next to you. She tells you her seat is a middle seat in the back of the plane and asks to switch with you so she can be next to her husband. Are you switching seats?
Read it one more time. I want to hear the complete details again.
So you're on a plane.
Because I've been in this situation. Go ahead.
An aisle seat near the front. You paid extra. It's a seat upgrade.
Yep.
Two passengers coming down the aisle, husband and wife. The husband is physically disabled. He needs assistance from his wife to get to his seat, which is next to you. The wife tells you her seat is a middle seat in the back of the plane, and she wants to switch with you so she can be next to her husband. Are you switching seats?
Yeah, no problem.
100%.
Not a deal breaker.
Take it. Not a deal breaker. Take the seat. 100%. I would hope someone would do that for me if, God forbid, we're ever in that situation.
Now, Jake, let me ask you a question. What if it's a full flight?
I'm still switching.
Still switching?
Yeah. Heck, if they're paying me, I'll get off the plane and take the next one.
That's always also an option, right? You know what? I'll get some points if I take the next plane. Right. Some kind of deal.
A little voucher?
Yeah.
I'll pocket that.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely, even if I'm not getting a voucher, I'm absolutely switching. I've done that.
Yeah. Well, it's happened with me just recently in New York where someone had to switch seats.
Let's add a little thing in the middle. Can't sit next to me, pal.
You both are making me feel bad because I'm not switching.
Well, you're a jag.
If I paid extra for the aisle, why is it my fault they didn't buy two seats together?
Well, maybe they tried and they couldn't. He's disabled. I hope, God forbid, you're ever in that situation. Someone's a complete ass to you.
And you wouldn't do that,
jerk.
Jay.
Well,
I wouldn't
ask. I'd go, hey, I didn't buy two seats together. This is on me.
Well, I've had it where I bought two seats together and they ended up separating us. So that situation's happened before.
Mm-hmm. Now, for someone that's disabled, for sure, I would
100%. Now, some guy doing down the aisle, hey, man. I don't want to sit in the middle. You want to switch? Go F yourself.
Just some dude.
Right.
All right, Shay.
Just some random guy asking to switch because he doesn't want to be in the middle would be insane.
But you know what's happened.
Probably.
That's for sure.
Hey, man, you're not interested in switching, are you?
No.
Nope.
Nope, I don't switch.
Take that.
All right, this one's a real story. A woman is trying to harvest her boyfriend's swimmers after he was in an accident and he's not expected to survive. The two are not engaged. They did not have plans to be married, but the girl desperately wants to have kids, specifically his kids. The parents are not allowing her to harvest the swimmers to use them. If you were the parents, would you?
Yeah, it's none of their business.
Well, hold on a second. How serious is this relation? Are they married?
No, boyfriend, girlfriend, not engaged.
But have they been together for 4 years and they're planning on it? Or they've been together for a month and it's going well?
Couple years.
Yeah, it's her choice. It's her choice.
I would probably allow her to get them.
It's her choice. Period.
No, it's not her choice. Period.
Why? Does the parents have to choose what eggs she wants to have or not?
Well, if it was some rando that they've been, you know, it's a sex addict, they've been together for a month. No, I'm not giving you the eggs or the sperm. But if they've been together for a couple years and she's, you know, part of the family and, you know, whenever Jack and Jill get married, yeah, we love her. She's awesome. Yes, I would acquiesce.
And, of course, it's, does he have a say? Is he out of it?
He's not going to survive. Yeah, he's out of it.
Can he speak, though? Can he say?
No, he's on his way out the door. Oh, he's got enough time to get those suckers out and
all right. Well,
go on to the next life.
Of course, you'd have to judge as a parent. I understand that point of it, Cap.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what she wants. And if that's, does he have it written down in a will or anything? I mean, it's
right. If he's got, you know, some agreement written down, yeah. But
sure.
That probably isn't the way until you're married.
Yeah, you know what, Cap? Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
that's all this happens with communication, though, right?
Correct.
And I think it would work out.
Snore.
It's a real story, right? So did it work out? Do we know yet?
I think a judge is currently blocking the motion, so we're going to wait and see.
All right, it's Meat and Cheese Week. Still no update on Justin Fields' status. We hear from Eberflus and Fields and get your reaction to the Bears. That's coming up next in 2 minutes.